In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we are asked, "Do you love God?" we answer, "Yes, I do." When we hold a crucifix in our hands, we hug it to our breasts, we kiss it, and we say, "I love you, my Lord." When we hear the words of our Lord, "If you love me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me," we think how wonderful, and we eagerly start along the way. But when we find out where he is leading us, when we get to Calvary, when we see the cross, when they pick up the hammer and the nails, what then? Is our love such that we say, "Yes, my Lord"? Or do we say, "Hey, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting the nails"? When our neighbor lies to us, cheats us, despises us, do we retaliate and swear vengeance? Or do we say, "Thank you, my Lord, for this nail. I offer it to thee in union with the pain I felt when thou wast betrayed by one of thy own"? When things don't always go our way, when our opinion is not always accepted, do we get all upset? Or do we say, "Thank you, my Lord, for this nail. I offer it to thee in union with thy passion and death"? When we are asked to do something, do we try to get out of it because we don't particularly want to do it? Do we try to excuse ourselves? Or do we say, "Thank you, my Lord, for this nail. I offer it to thee in union with thy obedience to thy Father's will"? When we are dressing in preparation to come to church, to visit the King of Kings, do we dress according to our own comfort and convenience? Or do we say, "Thank you, my Lord, for this nail of inconvenience and discomfort. I offer it to thee in union with thee who was stripped of thine own royal garments"? When we are suffering from some physical infirmity or confined to bed with some illness, do we become restless and impatient? Or do we say, "Thank you, my Lord, for this nail. I offer it to thee in union with thou being nailed immobilely to the cross"? As we confront each nail throughout our life, we need to keep in mind these few words of Father Louis Barori in his book, The Ascent of Calvary. Let us pause a moment and endeavor to form some idea of this last instrument of torture. Imagine a body suspended with all its weight on four gaping wounds, which are tearing wider apart minute by minute. It is an agony from which there is no escape. The least movement increases the suffering, and this horrible torture continues for 3 hours. There are souls who complain of being bound to some heavy, crushing cross, without hope of ever being free from it here below. Come, stand at the cross of Jesus. I come, my Redeemer, before thee, immovable in agony, and before the nails which fasten thee to thy bloody task of redemption. I shall not, even in thought, desire to be relieved of a cross that thou hast willed should faintly resemble thine own. And yet, on Calvary, when we are laid upon that cross, do we not say, hey, wait a minute, this wood is hard. How about some padding, some cushioning? After all, I'm only human, and we have to take into account my infirmities. Let's be reasonable. And when they pick up the nails, do we not say, hey, those are sharp and ragged and rough. Let's file the points off. Let's make it smooth. And let's put some oil on it so it doesn't hurt so much when they drive it home. And while we're at it, this crown of thorns is giving me a headache. Let's do something about it. Let's be reasonable. My dear brethren, we need to look deep into our hearts and see just how much we do love God. Is my love for God a self-sacrificing love, a total, complete love for Him alone? Or is my love for God a cushioned, comfortable, selfish love? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.